Hello and welcome, everyone. It is Saturday, February 3rd, and this is my fourth reflective journal here at Emory Henry College for the spring 2018 semester. I am Colin Foley. I'm a junior here in the athletic training program. Today, we're going to be talking about describing my role as an athletic trainer during rehab. How do you progress your patient? How do you know when your patient needs to progress in exercise? So, hope you enjoy. Here we go. Hello. So like I said, we're going to be talking about a bunch of things dealing with rehab. So just to give you a little background, I'm an athletic training student, and my clinical class right now, we have a therapeutic intervention. That being said, we basically have an individual, and we are in charge for their rehab. I have a male soccer player post ACL surgery about 3.5 months, almost 4 months post-op. He is 70% strength from the injured side to the non-injured side, so it's looking pretty good. We're going to be talking about my role as athletic trainer during rehab. So as an athletic training student, it is my job to work with my preceptor for this athlete. The preceptor for this athlete is the head athletic trainer, because she oversees soccer. So I have to bounce everything off her to get it approved before it goes into the books. So that's basically what we do. And so my role is whatever her role is. And according to the NATA, I'm supposed to give the most optimal healing environment and rehab environment to optimize the healing process and the overall rehab process for the athlete. So how do I progress my patient? Well, I was given the reins about a week and a half ago. So I started designing everything the way I want it to be, as long as it was approved by my preceptor. So how do I really progress my patient? Well, we're in the third stage of healing before we get into sport-specific exercises. So really what we're trying to do is get him back to at least 90% before we start doing a little more sport-specific stuff. He is able to run. He's been running at 10-minute intervals at 5.5 miles per hour. And we've been working on getting his just overall endurance back up, his overall strength. We've been attacking core exercises, proprioception, and attacking that glute. And as of course, the basic things you need to look out post ACL surgery. So like quad strengthening, et cetera. So how do you know when your patient needs to progress in exercise? Well, the easy answer is when it's getting easy. But in reality, you don't want it to get necessarily easy, but you also don't want to, just like the song I was playing, you don't want to push it to the limit. You want to have a nice medium to where they're always being challenged, but never too difficult or painful. Like, we want the rehab to look good, but we also want the rehab to feel good. And if one of those things aren't working out, then something else is going on. We might have them compensating, or we might have a overuse injury or a fatigue-based injury that we need to really work out. So, as always, we're going to talk about how many masteries and attempts I achieved this week. Just thinking off the top of my head because I don't have my book on me. Bad student I am. I want to say I have 6 attempts this week and no masteries. So, get a better number to you next week. So, hope you enjoyed.